स्वदिष्ण्यमास्थायसिसृक्षयैक्षत ताम्नाद्य गच्छद्दृशमत्र सम्मताम् प्रपंच निर्माण विधिर्यया भवेत् स आदिदेवो जगतां परो गुरु स्वधिष्ण्यमास्थाय सिसृक्षयैक्षत ताम् नाद्य गच्छद्दृशमत्र सम्मताम् प्रपंच निर्माण विधिर्यया भवेत् स आदिदेवो जगतां परो गुरुः स्वधिष्ण्यमास्थाय सिसृक्षयैक्षत ताम् नाद्य गच्छद्दृशमत्र सम्मताम् प्रपंच निर्माण विधिर्यया भवेत् Ladies, Matajis. Saha, he, Adidevah, the first demigod, Jagatam of the universe, Paraha, supreme, Guruho, spiritual master, Swadheshnyam, his lotus feet, Asthaya, to find the source of it, Sisrikshaya, for the matter of creating the universal affairs, Aikshata, began to think, Tam, in that matter, Na, could not, Adhyagachat, understand, Drisham, the direction, Atra, therein, Sammatam, just the proper way, Prapancha, material, Nirmana, construction, Vidihi, process, Yaya, as much as, Bhavit should be. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Brahma, the first spiritual master, supreme in the universe, could not trace out the source of his lotus seat, and while thinking of creating the material world, he could not understand the proper direction for such creative work, nor could he find out the process for such creation. This verse is a prelude for explaining the transcendental nature of the form and the abode of the Lord. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it has already been said that the Supreme Absolute Truth exists in His own abode without any touch of deluding energy. Therefore, the kingdom of God is not a myth but factually a different and transcendental sphere of planets known as Vaikuntha. This will also be explained in this chapter. Such knowledge of the spiritual sky far above this material sky and its paraphernalia can be known only by dint of devotional service or bhakti yoga. The power of creation by Lord Brahma was also achieved by bhakti yoga. Brahmaji was bewildered in the matter of creation and he could not even trace out the source of his own existence. But all this knowledge was fully achieved by him through the medium of bhakti yoga. By bhakti yoga, one can know the Lord, and by knowing the Lord as the Supreme, one is able to know everything else. One who knows the Supreme knows everything else. That is the version of all Vedas. Even the Supreme, even the first spiritual master of the universe was enlightened by the grace of the Lord. So who else can attain perfect knowledge of everything without the mercy of the Lord? If anyone desires to seek perfect knowledge of everything, he must seek the mercy of the Lord, and there is no other means. To seek knowledge on the strength of one's personal attempt is a sheer waste of time. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana saidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam scha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadhya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Lord Brahma, the first spiritual master, supreme in the universe, could not trace out the source of his lotus seat and while thinking of creating the material world, he could not understand the proper direction for such creative work, nor could he find out the process for such creation. Hare Krishna. So in the 9th chapter, which is entitled Answers by Citing the Lord's Version, this is the reply that Shukdev Goswami is giving to Parikshit Maharaj for all the questions that he has asked in the previous chapter. Various questions, beginning with how the soul, who is spiritual by nature, who is intrinsically transcendental, who has got nothing to do with matter, how does he assume a body? Not only does the living entity assume a body, but also the Lord assumes a body also in the form of this universe. So he's inquiring about how this creation has come about. He's wanting to know about this form of the Lord also. So he's inquiring about the Vishnu's, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakashai Vishnu, Shirodakashai Vishnu, who are the expansions of Krishna and who is creating the universes from, you know, their bodies. What are the divisions of time? He's asking about the yugas, kalpas. He's wanting to know about the dimensions of the body of the Lord, the universe. What are the different locations, the planets, the residence, and what kinds of karmas that a person may perform which leads to the different destinations in the universe. Wants to know what are the different kinds of activities. They could be Vedic, or they could be Smarthas, or they could be devotional activities. He's asking which kind of activities will award mukti. So he's inquiring about devotional service. He's asking about society, the Varnashram, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudras. So the whole chapter is dedicated to Parikshit Maharaj's questions. So as we can see that Bhagavatam is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. Parikshit Maharaj is putting forth his questions and Shukdev Goswami is answering. So on being questioned like that, Shukdev Goswami is the beginning with this chapter. And he's saying that what you have asked has already been asked before. And it's already been sought before by Brahma. Yes. And, you know, basically whatever questions may pop up in our minds, we can be certain that it has already been popped in somebody else's mind. Because since time immemorial, people have been asking questions. They've been seeking answers. Yes. And today we have Google and things like that, which they have managed to collate all that information. So you just go and you Google something and you all find the answers. Right? And it seems like God. Like, you know. Therefore they even call Google God. Google is God, because you find practically anything that you can think of, you can find an answer to it. So, people have been asking questions, and there have been answers which have been given. And also, then, Shukdev Goswami is saying that this question was asked by Brahma, and the answers have been already given. But then, he's not quoting anyone, but he's quoting the Supreme Authority. He's quoting the Lord. And therefore, there are two conversations, essentially, Bhagavatam. One which has been spoken by Lord Narayana to Brahma, which he spoke in essence, which has been mentioned in this chapter, the Chatur Shloki Bhagavat. In four verses, he encapsulated the 18,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Only the Lord can do that. Yes, the art of brevity, the art of being brief, so much of intricate philosophy in just four verses. And of course, this is just in human society, we have 18,000 verses, but in the heavenly planets, they have Bhagavatam, which is having lakhs and lakhs of verses. Naturally, because as they say, Hari Ananta, Hari Katha Ananta. So, Shukdev Goswami chooses to give or narrate the version that the Lord has spoken to Brahma. The most authorized. You see, there is so much of information everywhere, but what is authorized? It's very difficult to understand. So therefore he chose. And in the seventh chapter, it has already been mentioned. where it is said that when Veda Vyas, he wanted to compile the Vedas, he put a lot of dharma, artha, kama and moksha inside. Yes, moksha is good. So it is said, tatho nyatha kinchana yad vivakshataha prithak drishas tat kritarupa nama vihi na kinchit. So it is said that whatever you want to describe, na kwapi dustita matir hato vata labheta vata hato naur ivaspadam. So he says that whatever you desire to describe, tato nyatha kinchana yad vivakshataha. Vivakshataha means to speak. If it is not connected with the Supreme Lord, then it only results in interacting with roop and naam, the different forms and the names, material forms and names, and it only causes confusion in the minds of people, and it disturbs the mind. Labheta vata hata naure vaspadam. Just as wind blows and destabilizes the boat which has not been anchored. So just like that, if we do not speak, which is not connected or spoken by the Lord, it will only confuse people more and more. So, dustita matir. Because the nature of the mind is that it is always unstable. Nakinchit kvapicha dustita matir. So, why to unnecessarily confuse it? So, everything has to be rooted in the Supreme Lord, because the Lord is actually the basis for all knowledge. So, he's quoting. So now the episode in discussion is that Brahma has woken up from his sleep, and he finds himself sitting on the lotus, and he knows his purpose, that he has to create the universe. But he doesn't know how to do it. he has apparently forgotten. Because it is not the first time he is going to create. He has created it the previous day. Every day he creates the universe. Brahma's 24 hours consists of 8.64 billion years. Half of that makes up his day and half of it makes up his night. So at the end of 12 hours, he takes rest. So there is a gap of 4.32 billion years, after which he again wakes up. So it seems like every day, not seems, it is mentioned in the scriptures, that he needs, because the process of creation is so intricate, that he needs help on a daily basis to create the universe. He can't do it on his own. So he seeks out the Lord and he goes down the lotus. The lotus is sprouting from the water and Lord Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu is below it. So he is not able to go below the water and he's seeking out. He cannot find out. And then, you know, he hears the word tapa, tapa, tapa. Some acharyas say that he heard, the waves of the ocean battering, against each other. Therefore, it makes that sound, and tapa, tapa, tapa. But also, it was actually the Lord speaking to him that perform tapasya, perform austerities. So, Brahma decides that, okay, so that is what the Lord wants me to do. And so I will do it. And then he sits in meditation and austerities for 1,000 celestial years to purify himself. And the Lord appears to him. Not only does the Lord appear to him, but also he shows his spiritual abode, Mahavaikuntham. Brahma has darshan of that. So there are different questions which are asked, that what was the necessity for the Lord to prescribe the method of penance? Why didn't he say chanting? Why didn't he say devotional service? What was the need for him to prescribe a lower form of perfection, of the ability to see him? What was the need for him to show the Mahavaikuntha darshan? So all those questions arise. So the answer to the first question is that even though tapasya is not the major or the main method of attaining the darshan of the Lord, as the Lord himself will speak in, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where he says, Nasadhayati mam yogo, the Lord speaks to Uddhava, Nasadhayati mam yogo, Nasankhyam dharma uddhava, Nasvadhyaya tapasthyago, Yata bhaktir mamurjitaha. Na sadhayati mam yogo. No one can bring me under control by the process of yoga. Na sadhayati mam yogo. Na sankhyam. Not through analytical study of the universe or the soul. Na dharma uddhava. Not by being religious. Na swadhyaya. Not by reading the Vedas or study and becoming a scholar. Tapasthyago. Not by performance of tapasya, not by renunciation. Yatha bhaktir mamurjitaha. As a person performs bhakti, bhakti controls the Lord. Only through bhakti can one control and get the darshan of him. Na veder, na tapasa, na danena, na chejaya. Shakkevam, you know, he says that it's not possible to get my darshan through na danena, naham veder, not by becoming a scholar of the Vedas. So, he has mentioned, but at the same time, he has said also that yat karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi, dadasi, yat tapasyasi kaunteya. He says that whatever austerities you perform, do it as an offering to me. So there are contradictory statements which may seem contradictory. So how do you resolve that? So the first reason why the Lord spoke tapasya as a prescribed method is because the Lord is trying to establish the principles of the universe. And Lord Brahma, being the Brahmin, the first created being, and he is a Brahmin, the wealth of the Brahmins is tapasya. So he wanted to establish that principle. Yes, that those who are in that category must perform tapasya. So therefore, that is the recommended process. Because tapasya has got its limitations. Like today is the day of tapasya. Today is Bhim Nirjal Ekadashi. Not Ekadashi, but we are fasting for Ekadashi. Ekadashi was yesterday. Today is Dwadashi. So, not eating. And naturally, we know the consequence of not eating. When you are thirsty and hungry, then what happens? Hungry means angry. When people become hungry, they become angry. So there are side effects of tapasya, that it makes you angry and it makes you weak. The body becomes emaciated. And if you successfully perform the tapasya, then it also may give you false pride. Prabhuji, nirjal kiya apne? Haan, nirjal kiya. Aur main hamesha se nirjal karte aa raha hu. Isme kya? Achha, Hare Krishna. So there is every reason, you know, to feel proud. Okay, I have done something which nobody else could do. So it brings a sense of pride. And in the Puranas, there are so many such examples of demons performing tapasya. Even the Lord has performed tapasya as Nara Narayana. He is performing tapasya in Badrikashram. In fact, in Kamba Ramayana, there is one story that how when Brahma once became a little proud about being the first being in this creation and having done so much, that when he slept, the Lord, from his ear wax, created two demons, Madhu and Kaitab. Yes, and they naturally were very powerful and they challenged Brahma. And Brahma ran away to Lord Vishnu and you know. Then there was this huge fight which lasted for many millions of years. And nobody was able to get an upper hand. So finally, the Lord stopped the fight and he said, pause the fight. And he said that, I am very pleased with you. You are very strong and powerful. I would like to give you a boon. Ask for something. So Madhu and Kaitab were so puffed up that they said, what will you give us a boon? We will give you a boon. You ask from us a boon. He asked Narayan to ask for it. So Narayan said, all right, I would like to kill you. Tell me, where would you like to die? How can I kill you? So such is the arrogance of Madhu Kaitab. And Madhu Kaitab understood that I am trapped. The Lord has checkmated me in my own game. So he thought, okay, how to get out of it? And he said, all right, if I have to be killed, let it be on your lap. Because they thought that they could get away with it. And So they increased their size, thinking that he will not fit in the lap of the Lord. But the Lord also increased his size. And there was a competition who would become bigger and bigger. And finally the Lord surpassed him and placed him on his lap and cut his head with his Sudarshan Chakra. And the fat oozed out of his body and spread all over the universe, and that solidified and became earth. And therefore, Purana says that one of the names of earth is Medhini, because it is made out of the fat of Madhu and Kaita. But before dying, the Lord had promised them that, because they also had a desire. They also wanted to ask for a boon. And Lord said, all right, what is it? So they said that we want to fight. We wanted to fight with you, but we couldn't do that. So the Lord said, don't worry, we'll give you that opportunity also. And they incarnated as in Ramayana as Atikai and Khara. And they fought with Lord Ram and they were killed by him. So their desire was fulfilled. And we know that there are so many other Rakshasas like Ravana and Vibhishana and Kumbhakarna, who also performed austerities. Brahma appeared and Ravana said, okay, bless me that I will be immortal. Brahma said, that's not for you. Even I am not immortal. How can I bless you with immortality? I said, all right, then let me not be killed by any of the celestial beings that way. He tried to dodge death, and Vibhishan, he asked for righteousness that he may never sway from it. Kumbhakarna, he wanted to become Indra, wanted to sit in that position. But knowing that he was so powerful, all the demigods requested goddess Saraswati that please do something. So she twisted his tongue, and when he was about to ask for the boon of Indrasan, he ended up saying Nidrasan. And goddess and Lord Brahma blessed him that, okay, have it, Tatastu. And then Ravan, he prayed that, Brahma, that my brother's life is destroyed. That what is the use of life if you are only going to sleep? Please, do something. So then Brahma said, all right, never mind. He will wake up for one day in a year and then he will again go to sleep. And when he wakes up, he will eat a lot. He will eat and then he will sleep again. So we see that even the demons are performing austerities and tapasyas. And they ask for boons, and then finally they become proud, and then they go off track. And therefore, these are the limitations of tapasya, and therefore the Lord does not recommend it. And therefore it is said, Aradhito yadi hari tapasa tatha kim, na aradhito yadi hari tapasa tatha kim. Antar bahir yadi hari tapasa tatha kim, na antar bahir yadi hari tapasa tatha kim. So, if you are worshipping Krishna, then there is no need of any austerities. If you are not worshipping Krishna, then what is the use of your austerities? It's pointless. If you know that the Lord is omnipresent, then what is the use of performing austerity? And if you are ignorant of that fact, then what is the use of that austerity? So therefore, you know, like even, that is something which anyone can do. Even a small child can perform austerity. You know, small child, he is not given sweet, then he will stop eating, or he will start crying, and he will hurt himself. Why? Because he wants sweet. So he is giving up his enjoyment for the sake of a superior enjoyment. He is postponing his enjoyment so that he can enjoy later on. So similarly, these demons, their goal is enjoyment. But they're only postponing it. They're pushing aside their, you know, sense gratification so that they can get a bigger enjoyment in the future. So therefore, it is not very much appreciated. So Therefore, it is said that if you have to perform austerity, then let it be as Vibhishan had performed, or like how Lord Brahma has performed. He's setting that example, that let it be for service. Tapo divyam putrakayana sattvam shuddhi tatasmad brahma saukhyam tvanantam. When you perform austerity, it should be for the sake of purifying your mind. It is not the end in itself, it is a means by which you can attain devotion. So therefore, he established this principle. And we see that even in our sampradaya, there are devotees who have performed so much of austerities. You know, like recently we have read about Srinivas Acharya, his appearance day, that how he was told by Narhari Sarkar that he should go to Jagannath Puri and learn the Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. And he resolves that, okay, I will do that. And he comes all the way from Bengal and meets Gadadhar Pandit. And he says, well, yes, Mahaprabhu has instructed me that I should teach you. He has already said that you will be here, so I am all prepared. But what to do? I cannot teach you because I don't have Bhagavatam. Oh, what happened to your Bhagavatam, which you already have? Oh, that's all spoiled. I've been shedding tears on it and all the writings have been, you know, destroyed. I need another copy of Bhagavatam. So then it is arranged from Bengal. So Srinivas Acharya, he goes all the way back to Bengal just to get a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in those days they didn't have PDF format. They didn't have internet, obviously. Yes, they couldn't just download a copy, which is so freely available. There's no printing presses. All the copies of Bhagavatam are actually handwritten, copied from the original. So getting a Bhagavatam means, and they really valued it, as we can see. Today, even though people are having, they don't read it. Unfortunately. They keep it jashi ahe tashi, inside the house. Yatharup, as it is, without reading. So we take it for granted when we, you know, get things cheaply. So that tapasya that he did in order to go all the way to Bengal, 600 kilometers, walk, you know, and then bring it back, that's another 1200 kilometers of walking, is formidable. And you realize the value when you perform austerities to get a copy of Bhagavatam, how much you will worship it, and how much you will value it. And unless you don't have respect, and unless you do not value something, you will not feel inspired to read it. We know examples of Madhavendra Puri in Chandan Yatra. We saw that how he was told by Gopal to go to Jagannath Puri and bring sandalwood. Now that's how much, like from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri is about 1400 kilometers walk. And then you go and you come back. But the Lord said that's enough, you know, just offer it to my another form over there. But he took that trouble of going all the way walking. There were no flights, there were no trains. Just walk and just bring that load, that huge load of, you know, kilos and kilos of sandalwood. It was not a joke, but they did it. So in the process of executing the Lord's instruction, there could be difficulties which should be accepted as tapasya. That is all. There is no need of separately undergoing the traditional method penances. But however, the Lord, in order to institute that process, he is telling Brahma that you do this tapasya. So Brahma sat in meditation and the Lord appeared to him. So now a very unique thing is happening, that when Brahma saw the Lord, he should have been liberated. Then why is he still in this universe and he is engaged in materialistic activities of creation, which is a very passionate activity? Creation is in the mode of passion. Maintenance is in the mode of goodness. And destruction is in the mode of ignorance. So why did? Because seeing the Lord is the ultimate. Tameva viditva timrityum eti nanyah pantah vidyate yanaya. Upanishad says that you can overcome the cycle of birth and death when you get the darshan of the Lord. Tam eva vidatvati. If you know tam, tat, if you know that supreme Brahman, then you will become liberated. Nanyav pantah, there is no other way. You have to get darshan of the Lord to become liberated. So here, Brahma has gotten the darshan of Sakshat, darshan of Narayan. He appears to him and he's back again. I mean, the Lord is telling him how to create. So therefore, we understand that it is not the work in itself, but it is your purpose which determines whether what you are doing is bhakti or it is karma. Yeah, activity in itself does not bind you. And even though Brahma is engaged in this creative work, he is not doing it for his own pleasure. He knows that that is the desire of the Lord. The Lord wants this creation to happen, and therefore I am trying to be that instrument in fulfilling the Lord's desire. So in that way, Brahma has performed the work of creation, and but we have to understand that the process of purification is actually the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So that knowledge which the Lord gave to Brahma in those four verses, Aham eva samay vagre nanyat tat sadasat param paschad aham yate tachya yo vishishye tasosmeham. Beginning with that, where he says, I in the beginning only existed. Which is very important. And he gave it with the hope that Brahma will propagate this knowledge. He told Brahma that I am speaking to you in essence, but you can expand upon it and you can spread this. And Brahma spoke it to Narada, and Narada spoke it to Veda Vyas, and that way Bhagavatam was expounded. And anyone who reads Srimad Bhagavatam and anyone who teaches Srimad Bhagavatam, most certainly it will establish the Lord's devotional service within his heart. So with that expectation, the Lord gave that knowledge to Brahma. Yes, so thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Aur Premanande.
Hare Krishna, there is one announcement. Shyam Pyare Prabhu, who is Brahmachari from Govardhan Eco Village, his mother's health is very critical. She is in ICU currently. So all devotees are requested to kindly pray for her. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.